com.
Welcome to America Tonight. Each and every show, we kick it around with our pals from Talk Radio News. Ellen Ratner in the wing. She joins us now. Hey, Ellen.
How are you? I'm just back from glorious South Sudan.
You are back from the Sudan, so that's a good thing. Give us an update, because people were worried in December. What's the status of what's going on there?
You know, I mean, let's think. Things are seemingly pretty calm, although there was one night that there was a shooting in Juba. We were up in northern Brother Gazal, but our plane was leaving from Juba, and we had chartered, and we were terrified it wasn't going to get there, but it did. And there were reports from scores of people killed at the military base next to the airport, to 12 people, 10 military and 2 civilians. We're still not sure how many people actually died.
That's awful.
Things are dicey, but, you know, they're very dicey in most parts of the world.
That is true. And you go back there, what, every couple of months?
Yes.
Right, so
I do. I go back every 12 weeks.
Every 12 weeks? Yeah,
yeah.
So you'll be back again.
I will be back again, hopefully in June.
There you go. All right, so let's talk about Ed Snowden. That's a big story, the NSA contractor leaker. He had a conversation today that he appeared through satellite at the South by Southwest Tech Music Festival in Austin. What was the gist of Ed Snowden, what he had to say?
Well, he talked a lot about the Constitution, and how he believes in the Constitution, and he believes that we have a right to encrypt our private data, and that's what he basically talked about.
And that's not a surprise, right?
Because, of course, that's
what he's going to talk about. That's half the leak. That's half of what he says these leaks have been about. So that's not shocking. Although, after all the conversation, it was last June when that broke, to actually hear that was kind of wild.
Very much so.
That's what I thought, too. All right, the other buzz, and it's really all over the world, people are concerned about this Malaysia airliner that disappeared. What's the latest skinny on that?
Well, it's interesting because nobody really knows what the latest skinny is on it. They clearly have not found the plane in the water. So then the question is, did it go over land? And is there a crash we don't know about? And because they're saying there would be some kind of debris in the water if it existed. I mean, if it had crashed in the water. It's very much a mystery.
Yeah, it's the strangest thing, and certainly you know a lot about with a partner who is a pilot, a great pilot.
She says that 777s, just like 747s, don't just fall out of the sky.
No,
something was going on there.
Yeah, so we'll see if it ends up being terrorism or some other thing.
I think it is strange that at least two of the people did not have accurate passports.
Yeah, I do too. Even though they say, "Oh, that happens all the time," baloney! It happens all the time. You travel all the time, and I think that's a common thing.
I know, and they look at your passports, and they usually put it through some kind of something.
Yeah. Oh, always. I'm always screened. You're always screened. You understand that. Okay, the other thing is Putin. Putin and John Kerry and face-to-face meeting, and that's been postponed.
It somehow got put off. I wonder why.
What's the scoop on that? I don't understand. Explain.
Well, as you know, what I think is fascinating is they printed, I don't know, they have 1.2 million people or whatever, and they printed over 2 million ballots. Why would you print more ballots than there are people?
The mystery solved.
Very tongue in cheek.
Yeah, we think we know why, Ellen.
Right, we certainly think we know why.
We certainly think so. All right, so another thing is, I'm kind of jumping around here, but the other thing is climate change. It's like the third rail when you bring it up at a dinner party, and there's this all-night talk-a-thon. Explain that whole, what's
That's
going on
right.
there.
Well, there's an all-night talk-a-thon because the Democrats say they want to get their to use their bully pulpit, et cetera, to talk about this. And it has already been going on all night so far. And they're talking about it. Instead of making long speeches, they're doing it in sections. For instance, tonight Chuck Schumer said, well, you know, if you went to 100 doctors and 98% of them said you need medication and two of them said, which would be 2%, you don't, are you going to listen to the 2%? The Republicans are listening to the 2% on climate change.
All right, there you go. All right, Ellen Ratner, thanks so much as always. Talk Radio News.
Thank you.
So, Flight 370, lots of scenarios, lots of speculating going on. Was it a bomb, mechanical failure, a hijacking, something to do with the pilots or somebody else on the plane? In case you haven't heard, a 777 disappears going from Kuala Lumpur to Beijing over the Gulf of Thailand, somewhere between Malaysia and Vietnam. It's just crazy. It's hard to believe, thinking of this, an airliner, what happened? And was it something to do with the stolen passports? They've been linked to people who had tickets for the flight. So the point is, it's possible on a terrorism watch list that they may have boarded the plane and blown it up. I mean, is that the scenario? Is that what happened here or, you know, or not? But plane wreckage. That's the thing. Then you're looking for the wreckage. Is there some other crazy chance that somewhere something has picked up this plane? Think satellites. Satellites. Would they have anything? Could they possibly have grabbed anything that would give us information on the whereabouts of the plane? Mechanical failure, hijacking, disappearing off the radar. Did it turn around? Was there a clue? Was there a hijacker on there? Is that the clue that it turned around? Because there were thoughts that that's why it disappeared off the radar. It's a plane that had a clipped wing in the past, but they repaired it. The jet was safe to fly. That's what Malaysia Airlines is going to say. Was it something to do with pilot error that contributed to this mystery? Our best reminder that that could be the case is Air France Flight 447 that disappeared in 2009. 228 passengers, crew, boom, dead. Plane goes down in a storm in the Atlantic going from Brazil to Paris. There was a two-year search. Two-year search, and it took that long to find the voice and data recorders recovered on the bottom of the ocean, a very deep spot. And they think that they were in a stall situation, and it was a pilot error that led to what happened there. So it's very, very strange, very rare, although there is precedence that this can happen. And it's the mystery that people are talking about. Malaysia Air. What happened to that plane? Any theories? 855-266-5283. Meet you on the flip side. Of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment frequent basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, entitlements, looming Obamacare. The death of the U.S. dollar as a global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you're concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and we'll discuss your options of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metal IRA. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar crashes. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Her hair is hollow gold, her lips sweet surprise. Her hands are never cold. She's got better days.
Scary moments tonight in Dallas as one of the Stars players on the ice, Rich Peverly, collapses. And this is a guy who had, this is his eighth year in the NHL, regardless of how long he's been around, in a game against the Columbus Blue Jackets, early going in the first period. Play was stopped at 6 minutes and change in as Peverly was quickly carried down the tunnel. Something happened. There was an announcement over the system. It's interesting because a buddy of mine had a ticket to this game. I was supposed to go to this game, but did not go. And the game ended up being canceled. I've never heard anything like that. Richard Pollack joins us now, and he is a writer for the Dallas Sports Pages, among other things. Hey, Richard, this was scary, wasn't it?
Yes, Juan Pablo chose Nikki over Claire. It was scary. No, seriously, it's a scary moment. You could tell by all the players on the ice and how they were reacting.
Yeah, they were reacting because they knew something was wrong, right? And this is a guy who had problems with his heart before, too, and they knew that, I'm sure.
I'll tell you, Kate, if something that happened, like someone broke their leg or were injured during the play on the ice, play would have just gone on. It was the fact that he was on the bench, and we learn as hockey players, it's natural to bend your head down towards between your legs to get your heartbeat a little relaxed, and notice that he did that, but he just didn't raise up. And the most amazing thing was Coach Lindy Ruff was the first one to him, grabbing him by the shoulders and leading him down the tunnel into the Stars locker room.
Yeah, and the crowd, I guess, was trying to figure out what was going on. I heard it's just like a massive hush kind of fell among the crowd the second there was this huge delay between the time play was stopped and when the game was ultimately called off. And as I said, that's so you'd never see that. So I'm sure there were people that were wondering that didn't really see what was happening, wondering what was going on, didn't you think?
Yes, and up in the press box, everyone was shouting, well, there's Dylan and there's Sagan, and we were counting out the players to finally figure out who it was. That took a while to figure, you know, who was missing. But you could just tell the reaction of the hockey players as time ran on. I don't think they even needed to call New York City and get the A-OK from the NHL league office to call it a game. These guys were shook up. After the game, no one wanted to speak except for the coach and Dr. Gil Salazar.
And what did Dr. Salazar say?
Everything was just medical, that they immediately got his blood pumping and breathing and came to right away very quickly, and it was more getting him to the hospital for further tests. There's an unbelievable amount of, I'll just say, hospital apparatus at the American Airlines Center for immediate testing. It's not like the old days.
Oh, yeah. The old days, that would have been really, really scary. And, Richard, you're a longtime hockey fan. You followed the game for a long time. There you are in the press box. You're watching this. And as you are seeing this unfold, you had to be saying to yourself, man, now I've seen everything. Because you've never seen anything like that, I'm sure, correct?
Absolutely. You know, we'd separate our shoulders and pop them back in between periods and get back there on the ice or, you know, get stitched up or something like that. But again, when it happened on the bench and it wasn't part of the actual game but a result afterwards, that's what was making everyone very concerned.
Yeah, so for people listening to America Tonight, can you imagine you're at a professional hockey game? You're not really sure what's going on. People are looking around. You heard Richard describe, we're counting the players from the press box on the ice to figure out what's happened. And then what do they say over the... You know, over the speakers on the ice.
Well, Jeff Kay, who's the stadium announcer, usually a character with a microphone, a little bit on the wild side, was so calm, cool, and collective in making the announcement, specifically saying that the NHL has determined that the league that the game will be postponed and replayed if necessary. And with the Dallas Stars clinging on to the final playoff spot, let us hope that it is necessary for them to beat Columbus before this season's up again.
Yeah, no kidding. And I mentioned this, he's had problems before, right? Wasn't there problems before the season?
Yes, he started the season on the IR, and this is something ongoing, but it's the kind of thing that it's a player choice, and the medical people give him a green light where it's really his call. You know, over the last few years, we've seen heart murmurs and all kinds of different things that people have discovered. The scary one I remember was the NFL running back who they didn't discover his heart problems until he was traded mid-season.
Mm. Wow. And I'll tell you, it's you know, I talk about the old days, and in fact, I was just relaying this a couple weeks ago, talking about arenas and stadiums and things that happen. And I can remember as a kid in Philadelphia, you'd think that the puck was going to fly up and bang you in the head, but never, as much as I grew up with the Broad Street Bullies, never did we see a game called that way and called in the first period. I think it was a smart thing for them to do. You didn't hear any boos or anything like that with the crowd, right?
Well, gee, I was also in Section 1, Row 15, Seat 1 at the old Spectrum, and the time we came closest to calling the game was when Derek Sanderson decided to fight it out, not with the Broad Street Bullies, but jump the glass and take it on with a few of our loyal Philadelphia Flyer fans in the stands. I thought that game might have been canceled, and everyone up in Section one way high up in the back of the all the way up to the end were saying, "Come on, Derek, why don't you come on up here and fight us?"
Yeah, that's right. Come on. Well, the good news is it looks like he's okay. That's what they're saying. And as you said, fighting for that last playoff spot, thank goodness it's turned out this way, as we believe. But what a crazy, sad thing to witness. And the outcome, luckily, was this way instead of another way for sure, because he was conscious and then he was taken to the hospital, as you were talking about. What do you think, Rich, since you've been watching them very closely all season long, do you think they make the playoffs?
Well, you know, it's still several teams have a shot at it. It's really the Stars came off hottest of the after the Olympic break, and it's who runs through the season. My God, the general manager looks like a genius picking up Tim Thomas and unloading Dan Ellis. That's for sure. I don't think that anyone in the American Airlines Center would feel comfortable in their seat if Dan Ellis had to carry the team through the season, but they should with Tim Thomas. So that actually gives them a better opportunity to let some hope that Lettinen comes back.
Yeah, no kidding. Richie P., great stuff, Dallas Sports Pages. I know it's a crazy night. We appreciate you coming on the air with us. Thank you.
Say hi to Uncle Bonnie for me.
I will. I'll tell him we had you on the air. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. All right, so as you heard there, what a scary thing with Rich Peverly collapsing on the Dallas bench. The Stars, the Blue Jackets fell up. Neither team wanted to finish the game. So the Blue Jackets were leading 1-0 in the first period, and they halted the game. While he was on the bench as that was happening, and then he was carried down the tunnel, and then the announcement was made that he was conscious and he was taken to the hospital, that they, you know, that was it for the game. And I think that was a smart thing to do, but had to be very, very scary for those players to see that from the bench and to see what happened. And the other good thing about this is, as Richard was saying, is they had all the equipment. He made the point of saying that. They had chest compressions on him. They defibbed him. They had electricity to bring a rhythm back to his heart. And that was successful with one attempt, which is amazing. That very, very reassuring, that's for sure. But what a wild thing to happen in the middle of a professional hockey game, and the crowd just stunned by all that had happened, you know, watching on the ice and being juiced up to watch the game for this final playoff spot as games are dwindling, and then to have this thing happen, my oh my. So postponed as a result of that. Stay with us.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Rich Peverly, where we're talking there, the crazy thing that happened in that game. Matt, you and I were actually talking, and you said to me that this was way before the show, that you're not going to believe what's happening, because you were watching that, correct? Or you saw something on one of the networks that alerted you to it?
Yeah, usually while I'm here, I check out a hockey game or two, and I was actually watching Pittsburgh and Washington, and I saw a tweet about something happening in Dallas, so I threw the Dallas game on, and I mean, it was just like a stunned crowd and empty ice, and you just kind of saw people looking around and wondering what was happening. And then later there's some other websites that like had the video of what actually happened. You just saw, you know, like all of a sudden there's a commotion around the Dallas bench. You had players hopping, like the entire team hopping off the bench and onto the ice. And, like, it was the head coach, Lindy Ruff, and a couple other people that, I don't know if it was assistant coaches, the trainers, I'm sure, that were, like, hauling Peverly through the tunnel. And, you know, I mean, it was just, it was a crazy scene.
Yeah, and you heard me describe there, and we said this too, is the fact that they had the paddles on him. I mean, that's what they had to bring his heart back, basically.
Right, and I've actually used those defibrillators before in training, not actually on a person before, but in previous jobs I've had to do that. And, I mean, those things work so well, and that's why there was a big push. I don't remember what organization it was to get them in, like, several places. Like, that's why all arenas have them. A lot of health clubs will have them because those defibrillator machines, basically what they are is it's like a mini, like you see on like ER and the TV shows like that where they like jumpstart your heart. It's like a mini pack of that. And it's all automatic. You basically just put these little patches on the person's chest and it goes through a system and it'll, you know, give it a little jump. And if the heart doesn't start, then it'll do it again. And I don't know. Those things are pretty, I think they're one of like the best inventions because it's basically just a portable jumpstart for your heart.
Yeah, and how, I mean, I don't even know the answer to this question, but how long have we had the defibrillators? But, you know, they portrayed in movies, but when you see it happening in real life, I don't know what the statistics are, but that's what they call the crash cart. I've seen that in the hospitals.
But that's and it the crash cart, and these defibrillators are like a mini version of that are portable. And they've, I mean, I'd say it's a thing that's just started to become pretty popular within the last 10 years where all arenas, all kind of public places have them, and I'm sure a lot of, like, corporations and big, like, stores probably have them, too, just because it helps so much.
Yeah. Yeah, all right. Crazy thing. Rich Peverly, thank goodness they were able to do that. And as Matt said, there's the other part of this story. What an incredible invention, because no defibrillators, massaging the heart, doing the CPR, any of the things that used to be done, don't know if that would really have done the trick if he didn't have that defibrillator and the electricity basically able to get him back to pull the heart back. And how often have you heard those stories about defibrillators and how much of a lifesaver they are and, you know, how much it's helped people who have heart attacks make them to the point where they're not, you know, they're one step from death, basically, but instead they have life because the defibrillator has been able to do that. You know, that's that small little ICD that they place on the chest or even the abdomen, really. And it's all about that, especially the portable ones, being able to have them at various places. The American Heart Association talks about that all the time, talks about the fact that the defibrillator is just that incredible process where an electronic device gives that electric shock, boom, just like that, to the heart and makes the difference between, you know, is the difference, not makes the difference, is the difference between somebody living and dying. It's what they call the chain of survival. That's what it is. It's the chain of survival. Somebody explained this to me, you know, once before. The chest compressions and the defibrillator, the rapid defibrillation, having the right equipment and being able to use it, and just how incredible that has been to help so many people. And here it was just in the middle of this, you know, hockey game, which is why we brought this up. It happened literally hours ago. All right, we're going to make a crazy turn in a different direction because I've gotten so many emails about this. We had a guy named Tim Cullen on who used to be a teacher turned marijuana distributor. He opened a medical dispensary for marijuana in the Denver area. And then the legalization of marijuana saw his store and his wares explode even more to the point where he had to hire 6-7 new people. And this is a cash-only business. So there were problems with the whole cash system. You have to have guards. You have to be able to have banks that will accept the cash ultimately and what counting the cash and delivering the cash and dropping it off. It's very, very strange, but they call it money to burn now in Colorado. 2 million in 1 month of pot sales. So January 1st, it kicked in. The tax total reported by the State Department of Revenue showed 14.02 million worth of recreational pot was sold. The state got just over $2 million. And those taxes, that money comes from the taxes, 12.9% sales tax, 15% excise taxes on recreational marijuana. So people didn't care what the cost was. They came and some people came from out of town, did marijuana tours, and couldn't get quite as much, but came, wanted to do it. And then, of course, the people living in Colorado, Denver County alone, they say, accounted for about $1 million in recreational pot taxes for January. Medical marijuana added another $1.5 million to the state. So they are reaping the cash from marijuana. They have 160 state-licensed marijuana stores. Local licensing really actually stopped a couple from opening because some of the local governments don't want it. And then some of them definitely want it. And they also have the ability to say, hey, listen, we're going to tax it too. We're going to put a sales tax on the pot. So a local municipality could do the same thing. And 59 pot businesses have filed state tax returns. It's crazy to think about that. They expect to add about $70 million this year. $70 million. So the governor, John Hickenlooper, sent a plan that pretty much detailed about $134 million. I think we've talked about this on the air before, in spending from the medical and the recreational pot taxes and what was going to happen. They've already decided the money, what's going to be used beyond the $40 million already, is going to be used towards school construction, so they're dumping a ton of money into that. The police chiefs are asking for money, because remember, they've had a cut back across the country. That was a big thing, cutting back police departments. So they're asking for more money, and they're probably going to get some more money. And there are more states considering legalizing marijuana and looking at the money-to-burn scenario happening in Colorado. Do you think it's too much of a gateway drug, and geez, you just don't want marijuana legalized in your state. But because of the pressure of the economy of it, too bad, this is something that's being heavily considered. I think there's going to be more states that do it, but there's going to be states that resist. I think, for example, I think the state of Texas will probably be the last state to say yes to legalize marijuana if they do. I mean, they might not even do that. But I think a lot of other states are going to look to their problems monetarily and see the boon. Like, think of California. If they had legalized marijuana, how much do you think they would rake in? How much would that solve the crisis that they have, the economic crushing crisis that they have, that they are passing on to the people of California? It's interesting, because I really didn't think in my lifetime I would see that. There was so much protest to legalizing marijuana. To see it actually in play in Colorado is really wild. And to think of the other business side of it and what happens, and the fact that it's cash only, because nobody wants to truly deal with it. They had to beg the banks to even take the cash, and not all banks are doing that. It makes it a dangerous business right out in the open, too. You're going to rip somebody off. They're printing money in these medical marijuana shops. Stay with us. Coming up on the flip side, immigration. Some conversations about immigration, illegal immigration, and the military next.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life?
Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Hope you're having a good start to your week. Oh, spring is starting to really finally arrive, I think, for many of us. Thank goodness, because it has been a nasty winter, and we certainly have shared those stories. But it's looking like it's warming up. I mean, 40s, 50s, and places where it was 40 below. And I actually, in the great state of Texas, enjoyed a day that was 75 degrees. 75 degrees. It was great. Sunny, nice. Yep. Taking the dog, mahalo for a quickie walk before we jumped on the air. It's good. Starting to see that maybe there's going to be some green coming back into the situation. One can only hope. I like cold weather, but I don't like the continuous cold weather that gets deeper and deeper into to March. The argument, speaking of going deep, over illegal immigration and what we should do as a nation and what's happening and what we're allowing to happen and rights and privileges versus what about people in line versus what about the border. This is the, speaking of mysteries, because we were talking about the mystery of the airliner, the 370, the Flight 370 Malaysia Air gone, poof. I mean, this is a mystery that I don't think is going to be solved in a very, very long time. It's like the hot potato that people, they want to touch it, and meaning politicians, but then they want to toss it. So it sits around on a shelf, it gets warmed up, and then it goes back to the shelf again. The White House announced it's granting undocumented military relatives legal status. It's a new policy that allows benefits to thousands of relatives, undocumented relatives, of any active duty military reservist and veterans. So, veterans and active military, fair or foul on this one. Is this, as some say, is this a form of flat out in your face amnesty? Or is it fair because, hey, we have a voluntary military, and if you serve, boom, here's the benefit. Calling all people in the country illegally who want to serve, who want to be in the National Guard, here's some added incentive. Your spouse, boom, legal status. Your children, boom, legal status. So it might be stalled, the conversation, which it totally is, in Congress, but this policy means that all those things, parents, so your parents, your kids, the spouse, any American military member whatsoever. Anyone supporting this would say, well, this is long overdue, man. They're serving. They're plenty of the people who serve are not coming back, are losing their limbs, are sacrificing just as much as the person serving next to them. So this is the benefit. So they don't get deported, so they can have peace of mind that their family is okay when they're serving. When they're serving. So all of a sudden, I mean, just you got to look at it this way. You don't have to. But I look at it this way, though, in a sense. You have a whole bunch of people who are not legally in the United States that now can completely live and work here because of a relationship to the military, with the military and veterans. Boy, this is a wild conundrum, isn't it? So the exemption came pretty much in the form of a U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services policy memorandum. I didn't even know this was happening. No approval, nothing submitted to Congress, and it wasn't even published in the Federal Register, which allows for public comment prior to any kind of a rule taking place. So nobody really knew this. There were had been whispers about it in the past, but now it's official. So there was no comment on the policy. But this is legal. The Obama administration says the new rules don't require congressional action because they're based on existing statutes that are there. And this is within the president's authority to enforce this law and choose the immigrants he thinks, you know, which immigrants he thinks are the priority. So if you have a relative that's serving, then you're in. Wow. Wow. And, I mean, you know, there's the thing. You think of the IEDs, you think of the sacrifice in Afghanistan, and what happens if they're brought into the country when they're children. I get that. But extending it beyond and covering an entire family, man, I don't know. I mean, I know there's going to be stories out there. Maybe you're listening to me and you have a story and you're seething because you're thinking, you know, this is the way it should be. And I invite all comments. I want to hear from people on this. I really do. AmericaTonight.net. Best way. Or you can always flip us a call at 855-266-5283. Fair or foul? Is this the right thing to do? If somebody's serving and they're in the country illegally, and we are desperate, we have a voluntary military, I'll say that again, that's what we have, right? And so as we meddle and get in the middle of all these things, we need bodies. I mean, we need bodies. And so calling everybody who is here that wants to serve, that signs up, and to let you know that your parents, if you have kids, your spouse, you are all covered. You can take a breath. Because if you enlisted in the Marines, you're covered under this new policy. Probably tens of thousands, I don't know the exact number, but I'm thinking tens of thousands of illegal aliens are going to be getting a green card and legal residency. I mean, that's what will happen. So is it circumventing the rules, or is it fair because, hey, somebody's making the ultimate sacrifice? Jack says it should only apply to the spouse and any children, not to extended family. Cop says start the draft up. Wow. Yeah, and this is one of these here we go again. Here we go again. And because of the hard feelings that are never addressed when it comes to the immigration problem, all of a sudden, this sneaks out and bites us. And people had no idea that this was happening. Does it mean more people will sign up, able-bodied, young, whatever, to serve? This is a way around all the problems. If I need a Social Security number, or I have these ideas, I could go to school. I mean, there's many reasons. There's many other benefits to joining the military. But certainly, if you are in the country illegally and you've got the problems with the parents and girlfriend, boyfriend, future spouse, boom, this solves that dilemma. No Congress involved in this. No congressional approval. My, oh, my. So that's a big change. Legal status to the relatives of U.S. military members who are in the country illegally. Something to think about. Some of your thoughts. I really want to have people weigh in on this. AmericaTonight.net.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.